May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or complaining, that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights to the world, holding fast the word of light. Isn't it interesting when he talks about working out what God works in us, that the first thing he talks about is not grumbling and complaining? And he says, when you do that, you prove yourselves to be children of light in a dark and perverse world in which we are lights to them. And one of the primary ways that we as Christians aren't the light of the world in practice is by our disposition and our negative attitude and the fact that we're always complaining and griping and murmuring about the situation and the circumstances or the people in our lives. It's not just that we complain a lot out of discontentment with what's going on around us. How many of us spend so much time complaining about the behavior or the activity or the attitude of other people? And some of those people barely affect our lives at all, but we still like to talk about them, complain about who they are in this world and how we're influenced, even brush up against them. We've read this verse many times over the years, but this is again John the Baptist when he is put in jail and he sends disciples to Jesus, his cousin, having declared that he was the Lamb of God. Now he's not so sure because Jesus wasn't doing it the way he expected it to happen. He thought when the Messiah would come, the physical kingdom of God would be established and they would be set free from all their oppressors like the Romans. But of course, Jesus had to establish a spiritual kingdom first. And so when they came to Jesus and the questions were asked, are you the one? Are we to look for someone else? Because he's now in jail, so things aren't turning out like he thought they would either. At that very time, he cured many people of diseases and afflictions and evil spirits, granted sight to many who were blind. He answered and said to them, go and report to John what you've seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who's not offended with me. Now he's talking about John the Baptist, who he said was the greatest among men born of women. And yet John was complaining because things weren't happening the way he thought they were going to, or the way he would have done them if he was in charge. One of my favorite scriptures over the years, the Lord reminded me of this last week, is from Proverbs 27. Like a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man who wanders from his place. Every one of us have a place that God has us in this moment. Now that place may change this afternoon. There are circumstances and environment, it may change tomorrow. But every one of us are in a place that we believe as Christians that he's on the throne declaring the end from the beginning, that he orders our steps. And I love it. Again, listen to this. Like a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a person or a man or woman who wanders from their place, always wondering in your mind, wishing things weren't the way they were, wanting them to be different. It's one thing to cry out for and pray for God to do something. It's another thing to constantly wonder with complaint and murmuring and disputing with discontent in our heart. When you think about it, that really is at the heart of the fall, at the heart of our falls. You understand what I'm saying? We often fall again and again, don't we? And many times it's a result of discontent. Listen to what it says about the garden. When the serpent comes and tempts. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field. That's one of the things you need to understand. I was telling somebody this morning, I said, it amazes me how often I forget that whenever I press into a new place, you know, the higher the level, the bigger the devils. And that I'm always stunned at the warfare that I encounter. I think that the battle is just going to be the intensity of the seeking, whether it's fasting or praying or just going after it. That's going to be the hard place, because it just grates at your flesh to go farther, to go deeper. But you don't think that the enemy's there waiting with craftiness. He's really smart. He knows me really well. He's had several victories in my life, as shocking as that may seem to be. And so he's not going to try anything new, because the old ways seem to work. But he's really smart and knows how to come to old places where I've lost before with new ideas. More crafty than the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it nor touch it, lest you die." In other words, we can eat all these trees, but that one we have to stay away from. Because you see, our relationship with God is a love relationship and a faith relationship. And so God always gives us a choice. So there's always an option. And we don't choose that option because we trust him. That he's good, he knows what he's doing, we love him. And the serpent said to the woman, "You shall surely not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good from evil." That's another story. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was a delight to the eyes, that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave it to her husband with her, and he ate." Now the fall, there are several aspects of the fall, but one of the major issues is that in that moment, they grew dissatisfied with God. He wasn't enough. And the place where he had them wasn't enough for them. They wanted something that God had not yet given them. They were wandering from their nest, wandering from their place. And the result of that was their discontent and their murmuring in their heart and complaining at the place God had them in that moment caused them to make a choice that resulted in the fall. And what the Lord was just speaking to me last week reminded me, Chuck, whenever you wander from your place, I'm not talking about crying out to God in faith for a greater experience of him, but when you're just discontent with who you are, where you're at, what's going on, the people in your life, when you complain and murmur, he said, there's always that place where you fall. That's the heart of a fall. It was the heart of the fall. It's the heart of our falls. That instead of believing God and trusting him, that he loves us so, and that he has us just in the place we're supposed to be at this moment until it changes, and he's called us to worship him there, to bless the Lord at all times, what that means is we're not satisfied in him. And again, we don't believe that what he's doing is best, just like John the Baptist. And our hearts get offended. And the craftiness of the enemy once again has lured us in to a fall. May God give us wisdom to understand. It says in 2 Corinthians, we're not ignorant of the schemes of the devil. May God teach us so that we're not quite so ignorant. May God teach me so that I'm not quite so ignorant. Anytime complaint rises up in your heart towards where you're at, what's going on in your life, anything contrary to faith, or about somebody in your life, there's complaint about who they are, where they're at, what they say, what they do, you're about to fall. That's at the heart of a fall. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.